Explanation. Computer attackers may pose as vendors to gain access to corporate computer or telecommunication networks. Therefore, it is essential that the identity of the vendor be verified in addition to their authorization to perform any work on the system. Moreover, the doors into the system must be slammed shut once their job is done by changing the account password used by the vendor. No vendor should be allowed to pick his or her own password for any account, even temporarily. Some vendors have been known to use the same or similar passwords across multiple customer systems. For example, one network security company set up privileged accounts on all their customers' systems with the same password, and to add insult to injury, with outside Telnet access enabled. 5. Strong authentication for remote access to corporate systems. Policy. All connection points into the corporate network from remote locations must be protected through the use of strong authentication devices such as dynamic passwords or biometrics. Explanation. Many businesses rely on static passwords as the sole means of authentication for remote users. This practice is dangerous because it is insecure. Computer intruders target any remote access point that might be the weak link in the victim's network. Remember that you never know when someone else knows your password. Accordingly, any remote access points must be protected with strong authentication, such as time-based tokens, smart cards, or biometric devices, so that intercepted passwords are of no value to an attacker. When authentication based on dynamic passwords is impractical, computer users must religiously adhere to the policy for choosing hard-to-guess passwords. 6. Operating system configuration. Policy. Systems administrators shall ensure that, wherever possible, operating systems are configured so that they are consistent with all pertinent security policies and procedures. Explanation. Drafting and distributing security policies is a fundamental step toward reducing risk, but in most cases, compliance is necessarily left up to the individual employee. There are, however, any number of computer-related policies that can be made mandatory through operating system settings, such as the required length of passwords. Automating security policies by configuration of operating system parameters effectively takes the decision out of the human element's hands, increasing the overall security of the organization. 7. Mandatory expiration. Policy. All computer accounts must be set to expire after 1 year. Explanation. The intention of this policy is to eliminate the existence of computer accounts that are no longer being used, since computer intruders commonly target dormant accounts. The process ensures that any computer accounts belonging to former employees or contractors that have been inadvertently left in place are automatically disabled. At management discretion, you may require that employees must take a security refresher training course at renewal time, or must review information security policies and sign an acknowledgement of their agreement to adhere to them. 8. Generic email addresses. Policy. The Information Technology Department shall set up a generic email address for each department within the organization that ordinarily communicates with the public. Explanation. The generic email address can be released to the public by the telephone receptionist or published on the company website. Otherwise, each employee shall only disclose his or her personal email address to people who have genuine need to know. During the first phase of a social engineering attack, the attacker often tries to obtain telephone numbers, names, and titles of employees. In most cases, this information is publicly available on the company website, or just for the asking. Creation of generic voice mailboxes and/or email addresses makes it difficult to associate employee names with particular departments or responsibilities. 9. Contact information for domain registrations. Policy. When registering for acquisition of internet address space or host names, the contact information for administrative, technical, or other personnel should not identify any individual personnel by name. Instead, you should list a generic email address and the main corporate telephone number. Explanation. The purpose of this policy is to prevent contact information from being abused by a computer intruder. When the names and phone numbers of individuals are provided, an intruder can use this information to contact the individuals and attempt to deceive them into revealing system information, or to perform an action item that facilitates an attacker's objective. Or, the social engineer can impersonate a listed person in an effort to deceive other company personnel. Instead of an email address to a particular employee, contact information must be in the form of administrator@company.com. Telecommunications department personnel can establish a generic voice mailbox for administrative or technical contacts so as to limit information disclosure that would be useful in a social engineering attack. 10. Installation of security and operating system updates. Policy. All security patches for operating system and application software shall be installed as soon as they become available. If this policy conflicts with the operation of mission-critical productions systems, such updates should be performed as soon as practicable. Explanation. Once a vulnerability has been identified, the software manufacturer should be contacted immediately to determine whether a patch or a temporary fix has been made available to close the vulnerability. An unpatched